Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by the Bennett Automotive Group. Now, here is your host, Jason Bishop. Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by the Bennett Automotive Group. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Heron. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
No problem, Jason.
Coach, you come off of a 51-18 win over Inlet Grove, a team that came up from Riviera Beach. And, you know, just to put it mildly, they looked a little bit overmatched against our Wildcats Friday night. We're up 51-0 still in the first half, and if I'm not mistaken, you started putting some younger guys in to get some playing time about 3, 4, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Well, we did, and you know, it wasn't something that we expected. You know, they had been extremely good in their first two games and beaten their two opponents by a margin of 89-8. You know, but I think the trip affected them, and we got off to a fast start, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
Coach, they came in, and you guys defensively shut their running game down pretty well to where I felt like they abandoned it pretty early. Talk a little bit about your defensive effort, especially stopping the run.
Well, I think you're right when you say they abandoned it pretty early. You know, it may have been a little bit better for them, but you know, their coach, he actually, ironically, was roommates with Kevin Patterson, who played for us here and at Wake Forest. And, you know, he had told Kevin that he felt like their receivers and their speed on the outside was, you know, their best thing, if they could take advantage of that against us. And, you know, so I think he kind of abandoned the run game because he felt like the matchups that were best for him on the outside. And, you know, in the second half, we had some younger kids, and you certainly, they started seeing some of that. But, you know, yeah, they didn't attempt to run the ball a whole lot. They just started slinging it around.
Coach, 325 total yards, 265 of those yards rushing. And to be honest with you, you know, I would imagine, like I said, you putting in some younger guys earlier in the football game, and you really caught off the dogs there in the second half. I mean, it could have gotten a lot worse, wouldn't you think?
Well, you know, we don't ever want to run the score up on someone. I've never believed in that. I don't believe you score to set records or score to, you know, get guys yards or points or whatever. And, you know, we made the decision halftime. I told them we weren't going to play any of the starters the second half, go play the younger kids. And, you know, it seemed like we played defense the whole second half because they had the ball, and we didn't get them any chances offensively. But, you know, again, it wasn't the kind of game I was hoping for at this point in the season, but we hadn't had an opportunity to play our young kids like that, and so that part was good.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, Gray Loden, 3 for 5 with 2 touchdowns, and so now he's got 4 touchdowns throwing the ball so far this year. Every time I watch him play, I get a little bit more impressed with him, and it seems like he gets better each and every week.
Well, he has improved, there's no question. And, you know, he had one touchdown pass that was called back or penalty, and I don't remember him missing two. I thought he only threw one incompletion, but maybe I'm wrong. But the one incompletion was a really bad read, a really bad decision on his part. And I told him then, during the game, I said, "Gray, that's the first bad decision you've made, you know, so far. The other ones were really good decisions and, you know, turned out well." But, you know, he is very capable of doing that. We just haven't had to a lot so far.
Coach, you're coming out of that Inlet Grove game, and, you know, I gotta address the elephant in the room, Coach. There were 28 penalty flags thrown in the football game. Do you feel that 28 flags in that football game are justified? What happened on the field with all the flags?
Well, I think a combination of things. And, you know, again, some of them were us. We had a couple that, you know, I felt I was not happy with. We had a late hit, you know, and then we got a face mask one time that, you know, those things are going to happen when kids are playing hard. Sometimes you get a face mask, but the late hits, you know, out of bounds, we've got to be better than that. But I was really pleased, you know, to talk about the positives of the penalties that, you know, they had several unsportsmanlike personal fouls, and our kids didn't retaliate. And we had one that I still have no idea what they called, because I watched it on film five times and couldn't see our kid do or say anything. And but, you know, they, I don't know, it was kind of a weird deal. A lot of the penalties were substitution infractions on them. And, you know, they did that early, and it kind of got out of control. And, you know, then the game got kind of heated there a little bit in the second quarter. And, you know, they had some more after the play type penalties and stuff like that. But, yeah, it was not a very clean game by any stretch. But, you know, again, I was proud that our kids didn't get caught up in all that. And, you know, we're getting better. That is something that was a point of emphasis for us. Is it doesn't matter what the other team does. You know, you just keep your mouth shut and play.
Coach, I think that's a really good point. You got kids that were disciplined. You know, like you said, things got really heated there in the second quarter, and there was a lot of chippiness, a lot of talking back and forth. You know, one thing I've noticed in this year's team versus last year's team, there seems to be a lot more discipline and accountability with the kids. Can you talk to that?
Well, I wasn't here last year, so I don't know. I just know that we're trying to make sure our kids act right. And, you know, again, we tell them all the time, something we've addressed since spring, that, you know, if you get a penalty after a play, you know, you're hurting the team. You're really hurting the team. It's a selfish penalty. It's something you made a decision to do and put yourself above the team. And there's just no place for that in our game. And, you know, our emphasis is, look, we're going to try to eliminate all the pre-snap and all the post-snap penalties. If we can do that, then, you know, we're okay. You know, every now and then you get something called in the middle of a play, and, you know, sometimes it's a good call, sometimes it isn't. But the pre-snap stuff means you're not focused. The post-snap stuff means you're selfish. And those are two things we can eliminate.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, I want to talk to you a little bit about where your team is heading into the Marietta game. Of course, you got the long trip to Atlanta Friday night. So far, you've rushed over 1,000 yards rushing, averaging 362 a game. 309 yards. That's 1,000 yards of total offense and 362 yards per game of total offense. Talk a little bit about what your thoughts on how well your team has played offensively, what they need to improve upon, and moving forward.
Well, you know, I think if we are averaging over 300 yards a game after this week, I'll feel real good about it, you know. But, we've gotten better. We've made less mental mistakes. The kids are learning, and, you know, every day we still make some mistakes, but every day we're making a little bit fewer mistakes. So I'm excited about that. But again, We haven't been in a really close game. We haven't had to play a defense as talented as we're going to see this week. And, you know, that's going to make a difference. And we got to see how we respond to that because, you know, sometimes we can do something wrong and you still have a big play if the other team's defense is not good. You know, Marietta won't present us with that option. We will have to do everything right to move the ball. And, again, we're better, we're more prepared to do that in the fourth week than we were in the first week. But I don't think we're at the point we need to be yet, and I don't think we're at the point we'll get to. So it's tough playing somebody of their caliber this early in the season, to be honest.
Coach, I was looking at some stats, and I saw, you know, we're only giving up 13 points a game, which is great. But then when I see we're giving up 200 yards of offense per game, and more specifically, we're giving up over 100 per game on the ground. That concerning to you at all, or are you just kind of looking at the kids and saying, you know, we're getting better every week?
Well, we are getting better every week. You know, we've had one bad quarter on defense. You know, in the fourth quarter at Glenn, we just didn't play. And I don't have an explanation for that, really. But, you know, the rest of the time, we've played pretty well. Again, you know, the second half the other night, we gave up a lot of yards and a lot of points. But we had kids in there that, you know, first of all, they'd been, if they had been preparing, it was for Beacon Hill. And when they played, it was against somebody else. So I don't put too much into the other night. But, you know, the quarter against Glenn, it still bothers us. And, you know, we've been working on fixing that. The problem is that Marietta's really good at the things Glenn did. And then they're awfully, awfully good at throwing it as well. So we definitely got a challenge this week. If we don't play better than we have, we'll be in trouble.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you brought up Beacon Hill, and of course, you know, we switched games middle of the week. Talk us through that process and what happened.
Well, it was a crazy week. You know, we had originally scheduled Inlet Grove. Mm-hmm. They were the team on our schedules that we actually had printed and everything. And they had a coach leave in early in the summer, and their AD called and said, you know, we don't know when we're going to get this process done. We just can't play y'all. It's too early in the year. We don't want to play. And so we were left without a game, and we tried to find anybody in, you know, that we could, but, you know, there wasn't any COVID issues at that time, so everybody's schedule was full. And we couldn't find anybody, and reached out to a guy that had helped in the past find teams to play. And you know, I think I said, you know, the other day, the same, you know, same deal. We had two teams from California and Beacon Hill. So we got Beacon Hill on the schedule. We sent it into the state. You know, everything's good. And then 2 weeks ago, the Bishop Sycamore debacle on ESPN happened. And the Georgia High School Association actually got a call from somebody, they said, in Virginia, and said, you know, look, you all got a team getting ready to play Beacon Hill, and they're kind of like Bishop Sycamore. And so, you know, red flags went up, and GHSA called me on Wednesday afternoon about 1:30 and said, look, you know, we got this report. We have to check these guys out and make sure that you all can play them. So I went back and forth. They sent a bunch of documentation, and you know, we told them what we thought and knew about them. But ultimately, it came out that they were an independent school in Virginia, not a part of the Virginia High School League, which that meant that we could not play them. Actually, you could play an independent school because Milton on Thursday night played Life Christian from Virginia. That's the same type of school. But the explanation I was given on that was, well, there's three different tiers of schools in Virginia, and I'd never heard that before, even growing up there, but they were considered a tier three school, an independent school, and Georgia High School said, you know, you can't play them. It's you go by the IMG rule, they had to be a good standing member of their state association. So we were left, you know, Wednesday, we're on the practice field. Literally, I'm calling people. GHSA was kind enough to give me a list of people in Georgia that didn't have games. And, you know, I started calling people and, you know, started getting turned down and, you know, went home on, or at by the end of practice on Wednesday, I guess, I had remembered that Inlet Grove had emailed us back about a month or so after that and said, you know, we got a coach, things are looking up, you know, we'd still like to play on that day. And I had told them, well, we've got a game. So I called their athletic director, left him a message, and you know, sometime on Thursday or Wednesday night, he called back, and we were able to work it out. They had hired Alfonso Smith, their coach. They had 27 transfer kids, and they had won their first two games, like I said, by wide margins. So, you know, for us, thought it was going to be a win-win, and getting a home game and all that. So we got it all worked out on Wednesday night and had one day to prepare, and you know, but they did too. So it was a, again, I went from, you know, thinking we're playing Beacon Hill to we don't have a game at all to we're playing somebody else. But wow. Luckily it worked out.
Is that contract one in which we will need to return the trip next season to Riviera Beach?
No, it is not. You know, they're wanting to come back here. And, you know, I won't say no right now. It's a possibility. We'll, you know, evaluate who we can get and stuff like that. But, no, it was just a one-year deal and a last-minute one-year deal.
We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group. All right, Coach, so we've kind of alluded to it already a couple times in the show. We're 3-0, we're undefeated, and now we're going to take that five-hour road trip up to Atlanta GA, head up to Marietta to play the Blue Devils. And we've seen quite a bit of the Blue Devils. This is the third straight season we've seen them. 2 years ago, we lost to them in the first round of the state playoffs last year, and we went up there for that game. Last year, they came down here, and we eked out a win, I think, by a field goal, if I'm not mistaken. And now we'll return the trip from last year up to the Blue Devils. So pretty acquainted with those guys.
Yeah, you know, I have some history with them, too. We played them here in the playoffs 1 year. My first year as a head coach, we played them in the playoffs at Marietta, and Eric Zier was a quarterback, and you know, it was a big win for us. And you know, they had been undefeated, and we were like 6-4, I guess, or something like that, maybe 7-3. But you know, it's a great place to play. Northcutt Stadium is just, you know, it's tucked into neighborhood, mm-hmm. and, you know, not a lot of room and all that. And they've upgraded it, made it look better and nice, and you know, so we're excited about going. And you know, it is a long trip, but, you know, I was telling somebody earlier, sometimes it's easier with high school kids to keep them focused when you're on the road than it is, you know, when you're at home, especially if school's not in, stuff like that. But, you know, we didn't, you know, Monday and Tuesday are off days this week because of Labor Day, and, you know, that presented some issues. But, you know, we'll get on a bus and go up there, and, you know, I'm not worried so much about the trip as I am the guys that are going to be standing on the other side of the field, because they're a really, really talented football team.
Last year, Coach, they went 3-7. I think they lost their starting quarterback, and we, like I said, we managed to eke out a win last season here at home. But this season, from what I can tell and from what I've heard, it's a very different animal with Marietta. They're much better than what we saw out of them last year.
Well, I think everybody would agree with that. I mean, in 2000 and whatever 19, when they won it all in 7A, you know, they were arguably one of the best teams ever in the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. And the talent they had was just off the chain. And they lost a lot of those kids last year. And but, you know, and then the quarterback was out, and he is just a phenomenal player. But he's back. You know, they've had some more kids move in, and, you know, in that area that happens. And, you know, they beat Grayson in a scrimmage. They had Colquitt beat, and some crazy things happened late. And then they beat McEachern soundly last week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, two of those teams are coached by former coaches of mine, you know. So I've had an opportunity to talk with them and get their insight. And, you know, they all tell me that, you know, look, the quarterback is, you know, he's like Patrick Mahomes in high school. And the receivers are big and good. And the running backs are good. And then defensively, they're extremely athletic and play well. So, you know, it's a huge, huge challenge for us. I think Marietta is one of the top teams in the state this year, no matter what. And we need to go see where we're at.
All right. This is the Cannon County Coaches Show with Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, you said they're one of the top teams, in your opinion, in the state. And, yeah, I think it would be a good test. What type of system are they going to run offensively? What are we going to see defensively from them?
Well, defensively, again, it's hard to tell. They've been a 3-3 team, but in the past against wing T teams, they've played a 3-4. Offensively, you know, I really don't know how to describe what they do. They're spread, and I'm telling you, it's like watching Kansas City play. They do a lot of different things, and I'm really impressed by it. Their play calling is about as good as I think I've seen in high school. Their ability to move people around and, you know, get you confused is really, really good. And it's got us scared to death. I mean, you know, I, again, watching all these films, I mean, if you back up and try not to give up big plays, they just kill you throwing underneath stuff and then running with it. If you try to press them, they beat you over the top. And, you know, if you try to cover everybody, they got good running backs. And then the silver bullet in all of it for him is the quarterback, because you can do everything right and he can make a play. You know, Colquitt had him in a 4th and 26, and he was in as the punter, and Colquitt broke through and was just about to block the punt, and he faked the guy out and took off with it and went 70 yards, you know. So he's the straw that stirs the drink, I guess you'd say. And again, you can do everything right and he can make a play. So we'll have to do our very best to try not to give up big plays, try to keep the ball away from them. You know, last time I looked, he wasn't playing defense. So if we can keep their defense on the field and keep him on the sideline, our chances get better.
Yeah, Coach, and I don't think folks should get fooled by Marietta going down to Colquitt. In all honesty, Marietta had Colquitt dead to rights late in that football game. And like you said, some crazy things went down there at the end of the football game, and Colquitt made a furious comeback to be able to win that game late.
Yeah, Marietta was up by 18 late, and, you know, it looked like the game was over, and they got a punt block for a touchdown. They ran an option and pitched the ball, and it got deflected, and Colquitt scooped and scored it for a touchdown. And then the quarterback was trying to throw, and ball slipped out of his hands backwards, and Colquitt recovered it. And so just, you know, it turned in a heartbeat. They had dominated Colquitt up to that point, I think. So, yeah, we know they're a very, really, really good football team. And, you know, I mean, we will play some really good ones later on for sure, but I think they're as good as anybody will see probably.
What time are you going to be heading out of here, Coach?
Well, we're actually leaving tomorrow. Spend the night up there in the Atlanta area, and you know, have Friday to prepare a little bit and do our normal Friday type stuff.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. For Coach Heron, I'm Jason Bishop signing off, and let's go Cats!